Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to our live coverage here from Steelers training camp at St. Vincent College. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970, bringing you live coverage from Steelers training camp. And, boy, Matt, Jalen Warren just had a really nice run there. Hit the middle, hit the hole quickly, made a little cut. Gets about 10 yards there before he gets put on the ground. And he gets there quick.
He gets there quick. And some of these inside run drills, you know, from where we sit, I always don't know exactly how to judge them. I mean, if they had been live, would someone stand them up, crush them? You know, I mean, how was the blocking? You can't rewind.
Well, they're going live here.
But they're going live. In this case, they're going live. They're giving it everything they got. And to your point, he's just an instant accelerator. He's a no-nonsense guy.
There's another one.
That's just another one. It's not another. A great hole, it's but that's 6 yards.
Yeah, you know? He just bowls forward.
Yeah, he always falls forward. I mean, whenever he makes his initial contact, he's very low, and he almost always stuns the tackler.
Falls forward.
Yeah, and then falls forward.
Just drives forward. His legs are massive.
And they go quick.
Yeah.
He's got really good foot frequency and quickness.
So even if the linebacker – a lot of times the linebacker ends up catching him, as opposed to hitting him. You're like, you're kind of – because he gets there so fast.
Right. If you're not totally set, you're hanging on for dear life, and he gets another yard or two. You know?
I mean, that's valuable as a running back.
And a lot of those little guys, you know, a D-line, 300-pounder.
That was a nice play. Getting,
very nice play.
Anthony McFarland on the ground before he could get going there for about a 4-yard loss. McFarland had a nice little run before that, though, where he kind of took it off tackle and kind of bounced to the outside and got 5 yards there before getting caught. That's some of the things that he didn't necessarily do.
He just got the ball. He's turning a corner, in my opinion. Yeah.
Got the ball and ran forward.
Like, right.
As opposed to
go be fast and explosive, and now you understand the – I'm not making excuses for McFarland because this was a long time ago, but I promise you if he would have had a real camp preseason his rookie year, things would have progressed a little quicker.
Because Jalen Warren again, my goodness, look at that run.
He does it over and over.
He got 10 yards on that one. Just – bursting up the middle.
I mean, I don't know what there's not to like.
I'm sorry, Benny Snell can't do that.
No, Benny Snell can't do that at all. Honestly, I'm not trying to get a rise out of people, or they're not really close to me. And I think Snell looks better than he used to, but he doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I mean, he just explodes through the line of scrimmage.
The other thing about Warren, too, in the middle of saying then before the McFarland play, a lot of those smaller guys, even the short, stocky ones, if a big 300-pound D lineman gets a whole arm on you, it'll stun you and at least redirect you. He runs right through those Cam Hayward arm tackles. You know what I mean?
Again, because he's lower to the ground. Here goes again, a little outside run. Even with that, I didn't think that was him. Oh, that's Master Teague.
That is Teague, yeah.
Yeah, that's Teague. He doesn't hit it quite as fast.
No. And to hit it fast, you have to read it fast.
Yeah.
Like, there's some backs that have – eyes, vision, but they don't have the feet to get there. You know, that happens to older great backs. And there's some that have the great feet. Like, I think Antonio Gibson might be this guy. He's got the great feet, but doesn't see it as quick. You know, he hasn't been a running back long and doesn't have those natural instincts, feel for the game, vision, you know. Warren looks like he has both.
Yeah. Little preseason fantasy football alert there. Jalen Warren could be
keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
And for preseason fantasy, he might be the league winner for you.
Could be a league winner. I could see them giving him, you know, you want to see if he can handle a heavy workload maybe. So maybe give him 15 carries in a game to see how he handles it time after time after time. Mike Tomlin loves to do that to see, you know, how what's your ability?
What's your threshold? You know?
Yeah. Where's exactly. Where's it at? Find that out, because that's what, you know, Benny Snell can do that.
You do know Benny Snell can do it.
Yeah.
And if Najee went down, and if Warren truly is the two, which we expect, you want him to be able to handle a lot, or is 12 or 15 about his limit?
Yeah. When he, you know, I'd have to go back and look at his
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, he was a part-time player his first couple of seasons at Utah State. You know, last year at the Oklahoma State, I think he had about 250 carries. So
I'm curious what his workloads were per game or whatever.
So 250 carries in the college game is pretty – you're getting about 20 a game.
Yeah. Big 12 is a lot different than AFC North.
That's
though.
True. Yeah.
With the
getting a lot of stuff out of the shotgun sidecar things.
Yeah, you know. The wide hash marks.
Yeah.
They're not exactly known for defense in that neck of the country either. You know.
But I'll tell you what, he's been impressive here.
Extremely.
Extremely impressive. Is that Teague again in the backfield here? Kenny Pickett in the eye.
I like seeing Teague get a shot. Whenever they sign him, I kind of thought, it's a throwaway, you know.
Jay Sternberger goes in motion from right to left and sets up on the opposite side of the line. Then we get a little jet sweep motion.
A lot of motion. A lot of things going on before
jet
the snap.
Jet sweep motion
on
coming back. Yeah, Teague gets the football.
He runs hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
Say what you want about
gets
him.
Gets it upfield.
He's a no-nonsense guy.
Yeah, got his shoulder square to the line of scrimmage and ended up getting about 2.5-3 yards. So, not bad.
I'm looking who made that.
That's
play.
A run to the edge here. Is that Mark Robinson again? 93.
Who's 46? He must be the new guy, because the roster I'm looking at.
Yeah, Christian Kuntz on here is the only 46.
He must be one of the new signings. We made a nice play there on defense.
Yeah. That's what you – yeah, he's playing outside line.
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's who that is.
He looks like
he's
got a pretty sturdy build and pretty long arms.
Yeah. And he's out there with Jalen Warren again.
That was Teague. That was a nice hole, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Teague. He hit it well, got a lot out of it, but that was a nice big hole to run through the O-line one, that one.
Yeah, and that will do it for that drill.
Another spirited physical
inside
one.
Run, yeah. I'll tell you what, the
nice
offensive
light
line.
Nice practice today.
Yeah,
not so much.
The offensive line has gotten better at doing – I think the run blocking has gotten better as this camp has gone on.
I would imagine. And I like seeing a lot from under center. A lot of the pre-snap stuff, I think, does help them with angles and slowing down linebackers. And they deserve credit, too. They're coming off the ball better, and they're getting more comfortable, and they're moving their opponents a little bit.
Yeah.
So let's not just throw this O-line under the bus totally so far. You know,
no.
They got a chance to get better.
Absolutely, and they are allowed to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that, you know, even that first line was out there against – now, T.J. Watt was out there. I didn't see if Cam Hayward was out there or not.
I don't think so.
You're not seeing Tyson Alualu out there. You're not seeing Larry Ogunjobi. You're basically seeing the backup, the second-team offensive line. So you better open some holes against that group.
Yeah, and they did.
When they're out there as a whole, and they did. That's
what
you're supposed to do. So not bad. Now we're going through a little field goal drill here. Got to get this unit ready to go for the weekend as well. So, you know, you got to
And this gives them a breather, too. A lot of the other guys can kind of get some water, chat with the coaches. Well, you did that well.
Another long snapper over there now working on it. Who is that there?
I'm not sure where you're pointing at.
That's 70. That is John LeGlue, and that's who was doing it in the preseason.
We knew that.
That's
knew
who
that.
It was.
Yep, he's done it before.
Yeah, we talked about that. He's
the backup.
He's the backup long snapper.
That's a good way to make he's active on
good
game
way to
day.
Make the team.
Do you think he's active on game day week one, though?
Probably. Probably because, you
he's
know.
He's a slam dunk.
He can play center.
Mm-hmm.
He can also play
guard.
He can
play tackle if he had to.
He can play tackle if he had to. So, yeah, there's some value there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he's a Strelzik true six-man, but he can do. He can.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good way to get yourself active on game day.
Yeah.
To be the
backup. That's one more thing you can do, too. Right.
Yeah. That's a good way to stay valuable.
I'm sure there's another name, though, that we don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's the two.
I'm going to have to ask him about that.
Okay.
I've seen him walking by a couple times over the last couple weeks, and I'm like, I should talk to John LeGlue.
He's got an interesting story, too.
Yeah.
And things worked out well for him
at
that left guard position this year or last year, too.
He's a guy. He was with the Packers in his initial camp and didn't make it there. That happens sometimes with these young offensive linemen.
Boy, he's a Packer-type lineman, too.
Yeah.
Play a lot of positions, little leaner. That's exactly the type of guys that they – get a lot of success out of.
Who did we say that Minkah Fitzpatrick hit on that run drill? that one-on-one drill. That was that Master Teague?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Yeah. Mike Pursuta asking me here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, we didn't see Benny Snell in that drill at all.
No. I wonder if he's nursing anything?
I wonder if he's dealing with something or if they just want to see the other backs in this game.
Maybe.
You know, maybe they're looking at this as, well, Benny Snell's going to make this roster. And then you want to look at the other
undrafted free agent get any carries? I don't think so.
No, Mateo Durant did not. Yeah, I think he has been dealing with a little something.
Okay.
Yeah, he got his bell rung pretty bad on Monday. They were doing, again, that inside run drill, and he took a couple of carries in a row where he had his helmet knocked off.
Really?
Yeah, and the second one, not only did the helmet come off, but then somebody actually, you know, you're just coming in to hit him, and the shoulder pad got up into his face as the helmet came off.
So okay.
Wouldn't surprise me if he's dealing with a concussion of some type.
I wonder if it's a lot of Teague on Sunday then, or Saturday then. I mean, I know Warren's going to get a lot.
Warren wouldn't surprise me if he plays the entire first half. But you're going to see some Anthony McFarland in there as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. So, but, I mean, it would think you'd want three or four backs throughout the course of the game.
You'd like to, but, we'll continue to see how that continues to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Got some clouds rolling in here again, Matt. What is it? The Steelers are practicing, so clouds rolling.
I know. It's funny. I hit the old weather app, and they said thunderstorms likely to end around 4:15.
Oh, great.
They don't say when they're starting or whatever, but it doesn't look super great.
Doesn't look super promising. We haven't heard the announcement on to clear the stands or anything like that.
Well, so that's a big thing, but that's when they tell you, everyone get out.
Yeah, you must get out.
That happened to us once or twice last week.
Yeah, that's...
So get the heck out of here.
That's like the Amityville Horror here. Get out.
Right.
Okay, I'm out. Did you watch a lot of those movies when you were kids?
I was a big chicken baby.
I remember watching Nightmare on Elm Street when I was like in high school. I'm old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that for the first time and you're like, I'm going to bed now.
I can't sleep.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah, I mean, kids nowadays don't get scared as easy. They've seen so much more.
Oh, my daughter watches that stuff all the time.
And they laugh. Yeah, right. I'm trying to get my daughter to watch Silence of the Lambs. I think that might scare her. But, I mean, the true horror out at you stuff, but I didn't handle well as a kid. And I'm sure I told you my Omen story, too, which...
I don't think you did.
Okay. I slept over my buddies. I was probably 10, 11, something like that. Pull out couch in the middle of his living room, and The Omen's on HBO or whatever. First time I ever watched it, we watched it start to finish. Well, like Damien the Antichrist, I was born on 6/6.
Oh, boy.
So I'm in the bathroom, like pulling my hair back, looking for birthmarks. I was afraid to ask my mom for like 3 years what time of day I was born. It affected me in quite a way. I saw it a little too early.
That's
a
little narcissistic of you to believe that you were the Antichrist.
I mean, I thought I had a better chance than folks born on the other 363 days of the year. I mean, if we're all coming from June 6th birthdays, that's and narrows true. Down the field, you
it
know.
Does, yeah. Now, if you were born June 6th, 1966, that's a little different.
Right. 73 was a little cleaner.
You were too late. Yeah,
but if it was 6 a.m. or 6 p.m., I was a little worried. I was afraid to ask Joni and my mom for a long time. So there's that. But, no, I was a big chicken baby with horror movies.
Yeah. Some of them are good. But like, you know, the first time you watch The Exorcist, and you're like 12.
The Exorcist scars you, dude.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, they start talking.
The devil ones are a little more believable, too.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like Jason Voorhees, you can only kill.
Yeah, you know that's
times,
not
right?
that's not happening. And you can almost, you know, call what's going to happen in a lot of this. Well, don't go in that room.
Don't go in that room with the chainsaws. You know, right?
Yeah, when stuff.
But Freddy was probably the worst because, like, we all got to sleep.
Yeah,
I mean, he's gonna get me. And the wife was a big original Halloween Michael Myers fan. Always wanted to watch it on Halloween, and I'd be like, maybe I'll go with my friends tonight.
Or
there's a game tonight, huh?
My wife's not a big fan of the horror movies either. So
no.
We don't watch many of them at my house. At least I don't get to.
Yeah.
Because I got to watch what she watches.
You mentioned your daughter, who's a little older than my daughter. I guess her and her friends have been watching horror movies. I'd recommend. And I'm like, The Exorcist. And she's like, it's so boring. They don't do anything. You know, I'm like, well.
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Or something like The Ring. Did you watch The Ring?
I've heard The Ring scary.
Yeah.
And The Conjuring, I guess, is one of the newer scary games.
The Ring had the girl crawling across that.
Yeah, with the hair.
Yeah, that's
I think I may have seen that one or parts of.
That freaks me out.
But more like Silence of the Lambs stuff to me is
scarier, psychological.
Or, right, and more real.
Well, yeah. Hannibal Lecter, that guy's everywhere.
Well, he's a combination of three serial killers from the past. Yeah. You know?
Fortunately, I'd read the books before I saw the movies.
You do that all the time. And
I do. I read a lot.
Yeah.
My wife, I came back from training camp last week, and my wife had taken all the books that I had on the back of the bed. And there were, when I say all the books, we're talking
like
20 books that I'd read just this year. Those were this year's books that I read, you know, before I go to bed. One of the problems is I went to a Catholic school as a kid, and one of the things that they taught us was speed reading.
I was about to divulge your impressive secret. I'm very jealous of speed reading skills.
I can just fly through books. I'll go buy a book when I go on a flight somewhere, and I'll read the entire book on that flight.
See, like, that's so awesome. I mean,
it is, but it isn't. You know, I go through a lot of books. I get a whole boxes of books at home. That
I mean, I would go through NFL stuff. You know, or, you know, maybe I'd start reading books, too, if I read them that fast. But when you told me that, I'm like, maybe I should learn. I'm like, I don't know. I'm in my 40s already. I mean,
but it was pretty easy because they had a machine and it had a light, like a little fine line of light.
Mm-hmm.
And you gradually eased your, you could speed it up as you went.
Okay.
So you start off at one speed.
Like when you learn to type, you get faster and faster.
And so you sit, it's kind of in a dark room. And that light is just going down the line of the page. And so you train your eyes to go down the page with it. And you keep getting faster and faster and faster. And so I did that when I was a kid, and here I am.
And correct me if I'm
40
wrong.
40 years later, 50 years later.
You don't need to get every word. You know, like
I
the
typically
is-es
can,
and the
yeah, but my brain
the,
just,
you know,
yeah,
right.
My brain reads it faster. Because
right, just
you've
process
trained,
it
yeah,
so fast.
You've trained your brain to do that, and so you just go right down the page and – And,
on a more pressing note,
yes,
and I am in.
We're back in some.
Yeah, I said we got one-on-one. Cam Hayward's out there rushing Mitch Trubisky. I mean, this is sort of noteworthy.
Yeah.
And with all respect to your speed reading skills, which again I'm very jealous of in my Omen story, but now's a perfect time
so
to
Hayward
maybe talk
is,
football. Right.
Hayward is out there.
Yeah.
Just to set the defense here, Chris Wormley out there. T.J. Watt is out there on the line as well. On the upper side, there's Derek Tuska is at the other outside linebacker.
I mean, this is ones
spot.
Versus ones.
Yeah.
As healthy as they could be right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Cam Sutton and Akello Witherspoon. Well, Cam Sutton's the nickel right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you get Levi Wallace and Cam.
And Witherspoon the outside guys.
And Witherspoon the outside guys. Minka Fitzpatrick out there. The inside backers are
Spillane
and Bush.
Yeah. So. I haven't noticed Jack today. Am I crazy?
I wonder if they're holding him out.
I mean, I had
to see. There's the problem with Spillane. So
you get him matched up
one-on-one over the middle, and that's just easy picking.
And I'm not going to say Trubisky's the next Joe Montana because of this, but he sees that right away.
That's what, when people talk about, well, can Robert Spillane push Devin Bush out of the lineup? Well, probably,
if Bush implodes.
Yeah, but in today's NFL, Spillane is the better run stuffer.
Yeah, and
but
I'm
Bush
sure
is far better
in
coverage.
Yeah, he just covers a lot more ground.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not like he's awful, or at least he wasn't awful in run stopping before the knee injury.
No, right.
Yeah. So that's what I look at. I mean, today's NFL, you need to have Devin Bush out there. That's why they traded up to get him. I like how
yeah.
little blitzer. He had
little
a sack.
Blitzer, he came free,
he
probably
a
sack, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and reality is, if it gets to that point where Bush is a liability, Spillane's beating him out, or then you go to dime.
Right.
You just get lighter, and you have six defensive backs out there instead of five in those situations and play with Jack as your only linebacker, So – You can't let Spillane guard the Freiermuths of the world like that happened in that play because you're going to get beat.
Yeah, right. That's just how it goes. We're going to take another break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. We have live ongoing coverage here from Steelers training camp at St. Vincent College. Hope you're enjoying our little play-by-play as we do this. We enjoy doing it. The only place where you can hear live play-by-play during Steelers training camp practices is right here. On these very airwaves. We'll be back with more after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. We're starting to see some fans kind of scramble for cover here a little bit.
Weather's a little ominous.
It's a little iffy. All of a sudden, a stiff wind came up here, and the temperatures just dropped like 20 degrees.
Yeah, it could pass in a second, or we could get hit hard.
5 minutes
know,
from now, we could be back in the sunlight, or we could be seeing Armageddon again. This is the wonders of
while we were gone, though, real nice out route by Rudolph, driving the ball there on time. And then this one here, the last throw from Pickett, it was a quick slant out of the slot, but came out now, and it hit him 6 inches in front of the numbers. You know, Bill Walsh would have been proud.
A little pressure there.
Yeah, nice, that was nice too, right?
Pressure.
He bought some time and allowed the receiver
Sneed
to open up. Yeah, that worked out well too.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Did a good job there escaping the pressure and rolling to his right and getting the ball out. So
good series by the Rook.
Absolutely. So the offense doing a pretty good job today here.
They're getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
They absolutely are. We got the ones against the ones coming up back out here. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. Our live coverage from training camp practice here at St. Vincent College. And, well, now I see blue sky again over there. So maybe we're okay.
Things happen quick around here.
Yeah.
We'll see. They've been giving us
life
the
life comes at you fast. Sometimes you gotta stop and.
So what do we got going here? I don't see the chains yet. I'm trying to think. That could be second and short.
It's like some situational stuff here. So
yeah,
it looks like second and short from where they're setting
ball boys
up
here. Kind of figuring that out.
Moving the chains. Moving the chains.
Here comes the wind.
Second and 10 from the looks of things here. So
yes,
an unsuccessful play on first down, and now what do you do coming out of that? So we got ones against ones. Looks like they're in the base here.
Yeah, they got TJ out there, you know.
Yeah, it looks I don't see a nickel corner unless they're both on the outside up there.
Can't tell what offensive personnel's out there.
Deontay Johnson out there today. I didn't think Deontay was going to do a lot of practice.
That's
today.
11 personnel. You would think there'd be a nickel.
Yeah.
I think there is. I think Minka's down at the line of scrimmage, though,
yeah,
which
how
I
about
find
that?
Interesting.
Yeah. Terrell Edmonds is deep safety, and the pass is batted down there.
Maybe you've seen this in the past, but we've hinted at it. You know, it's something that we were think about, and we always use Mark Andrews as the conversation of Minka coming down, pressing the slot/tight end. It's exactly what we did to Freiermuth there.
Miles Jack was out there as well.
We were looking at him for him earlier.
So,
but Minka, KZ was the deep center, as we've suspected over the months, and Minka walked right down at the line of scrimmage, pressed Freiermuth like he was a press corner,
actually,
and beat him up. He didn't get off the line.
Minka's right now, Cam Sutton is deep. Minka Fitzpatrick is at the line of scrimmage.
It's a slot again, right.
And Cam Sutton is the deep safety.
Interesting. He's done a little of that. You know, we raved about him yesterday being very football intelligent.
Oh, that was all near the pick.
It was a good decision. He had to lead him a little more, though. That was a good route by Pickens. He got some separation. Ball's a little behind him, almost picked.
Yeah, so how would you explain that? So Minka's basically the nickel there, and Sutton's the free safety.
But what personnel did they have out there? Did they have five defensive backs or four?
They had five. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have a name for that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's just.
I mean, if you were describing the position, that's what it was. So
they're back now to more of a two high shell with Edmonds and Minka. Yeah, just basic cover two there.
That's TJ Watt just doing TJ
Watt. Yeah, he's just wrecking house. I was looking at the safeties. It really didn't make any difference.
Yeah, because the ball never really got out of
the backfield.
Because
they couldn't block the defense player of the year.
Yeah, shockingly enough.
Right.
But, yeah, it looks like we might be okay here from the rain. I don't know. It looks like it got...
Who the heck knows? There's all this blue, and then there's all this dark, and then there's dark.
Looks like it might have blown past. The wind kicked up so quickly that it just blew past us before it had a chance. Now we're back in nickel here. Sutton is the nickel, and Minka Fitzpatrick is deep.
This is more of a traditional nickel set here.
But
then a lot of pre-snap movement by the defense,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. Moving around, dropping into some shells here.
See, but what they did there.
Oh, that little cover, too, and he just found it.
Yep.
Good throw by.
That was pretty.
Yeah.
See, that's good work by the quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's the quarterback there?
Trubisky.
Okay. Yeah. See, I was really paying attention to the coverages, and we were talking about Sutton, who was over the slot, but he was well deep of the slot. He was maybe 10, 12 yards off the ball. But he was going with the slot receiver, and it looked like he was playing man against the slot. Well, as soon as the ball snapped, as what sort of happened a couple of plays ago, Sutton went to a deep, too-high shell with Edmonds, and Minka was the robber and jumped in the middle there to take away any crossing route, and everyone assuming that he's going to be a deep safety. They flipped responsibilities, but in the meantime, you kind of got Edmonds stuck on a small receiver in the void, you know, in the void of all that motion, and Trubisky nailed it. You know, he put it right on time, hit a little fast
gunned
guy.
It in there, too.
Right.
There was no, oh, we're just going to throw this and get 10 yards. This is like, I'm going to hit this guy in stride.
Where if Minka's in deep middle, maybe he gets in position to, you know, take away that big play after the catch.
Yeah.
But he's cheating down, and, you know, a little fast guy's over the top, and such is life.
Yeah. And it was a nice move by Austin, too. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Edmonds is coming over to cut off the sideline, and he just cut it back inside and off to the races.
I mean, in open space, Edmonds isn't going to get a finger on Austin.
I don't know if Minka lays a finger on him.
Right.
I mean, that's a tough – he's at full speed ahead because Trubisky hit him in stride.
I know there's a lot of guys ahead of him, but I'm not sure who else does that on this team. You know, I mean, that it's that sudden that you get him in that spot with a good quarterback read – that the D-back really has no chance.
There goes Jalen Warren again. That is a nice run.
It is.
Wow.
It really is.
That's just a great run.
Yeah, he hits it hard.
Yeah, a little spin
good,
move
good
there.
Good series here by the offense.
Yeah.
Been a really good offensive practice going back to 7 shots, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, just hitting it up in there and getting yardage.
Running with aggression and high knees, and he's impressive.
Yeah. He's going to be a fan favorite, I think, in this preseason.
Oh, he will. If people haven't caught on by now, Sunday everyone will be talking about him.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the post-game show Saturday. I bet there's a conversation about him.
That Jalen Warren.
Hey, about him.
What do you think of that guy?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. Kenny Pickett out there now as we watch Steelers training camp practice live. He is under center. Looks like Master Teague set up behind him. Get a little motion by Hayward from right to left. Now we get some jet sweep motion, and the handoff goes to Master Teague, turning those legs. Tell you what, did a nice job of getting a couple yards.
Yeah, there wasn't much there, and no nonsense.
He
gets
some penetration
power
on that side, and he danced around it and got a couple of yards.
I wouldn't call him explosive, but he's powerful.
Yeah.
Now we get some rain again.
Yeah, where's that coming from?
Right.
Jacob Recht here scrambles to get all of our gear underneath.
He'll end up
tent.
All soaked. In
yeah,
the
I mean,
here
not,
any minute now.
We're not covering practice if Jacob's not all wet. Jacob brought like 72 pairs of shoes out here, and they're all soaked.
They're all soaked. I don't want this practice to end, though.
No,
this has been a good one.
Pickett in the shotgun now. The running back to his right. We get again the motion from right to left there that time.
Design rollout, pick up a couple cheap yards.
Yeah, the pass actually goes to Tyler Vaughn, who was the motion guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough on a defense.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to declare early to stick with them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an easy 5 yards. It just
The thing is, that was 3rd and 10.
Well,
so the defense is going to play that a little
different.
Defense
wins,
right.
Yeah. But now we're back
in
the
second. But still, it's cheap. I mean, they're still going to run that play on first.
Second and 5 here. See what you do. Pickett again, the quarterback. They huddle up here. Defense looks like they're in
quick, sharp decisions here, Kenny.
Looks like they're in a base here. I don't see a nickel out there. So base defense. You get got two wide receivers to his left.
Yeah,
he's
got 12
center.
Personnel.
Yeah.
Two tight ends.
Now
again, pre-snap motion.
And there's
fake
the adjust sweep.
They gave it to him.
Yeah.
He got the corner. I think that was a legit decent game there.
He's a quick little guy, too.
That's tough on that edge defender. You give them the ball cleanly like that when they're already moving full speed and you're flat-footed.
Absolutely.
It's tough to even push them to the inside.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see so. They'll at least try that out Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
See
you'll
how
see
that
a lot
works.
Of that.
Yeah. Put it on tape.
I promise that all the people listening will look at tomorrow or Saturday's game and be like, this offense just looks different. All the motion and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They're not practicing it not to use it.
I mean, you know, we see both tight ends going in motion at the same time. And,
all the time,
set up on one side of the line, they motion to the other side. Then you get, back and forth motion on the jet sweep. And,
right, right.
You know, it's just
– almost every play.
It's a lot of eye candy there.
Yeah, and even you see the quarterback under center more. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to decipher. And if you make the right – the wrong step one way or another, the offense should beat you.
It's kind of Andy Reid-like, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He's a lot of eye candy guy, you know.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
What do we got here? Kickoff team.
A little kickoff, yeah. Got to practice all this stuff here. So Danny Smith's got his first team kickoff unit out there. Okay. Getting some ideas there of who moves out there. So I see Trey Norwood out there. I see Buddy Johnson.
What about kickoff return here? So
kick return.
It's the first two layers of kick return.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here. That's the return guys. We're setting up there. So the deep guys, I see Kevin Rader up on the upside there.
Buddy Johnson, Mark Robinson.
These are the guys who are going to do it in the game.
Foundational guys for this.
Yeah. So, and the return man back there, well, they're not usually really.
They got the new 46 out there, too, the outside linebacker.
Yeah, you got to get him ready. He's been in the league for a while. So
yeah. But I would think you want him on teams Saturday.
Yeah.
You better know the calls.
Yeah, you better know what you're doing there because you only have so many outside linebackers active. That's just the way it goes. You better be ready to go do that stuff. Now we're getting a pretty steady rain.
Yeah, we are.
Good. Danny's getting wet. That's
good for him. Find it a little interesting, though. We got 13 just hovering here on the sidelines like he's ready to go in. So his special teams usage to me is certainly a thing to keep my eye on just because if they're going to try him on all these things that he's not super experienced at, that means they might be keeping him.
Yeah. I mean, he did some of that stuff with the Ravens.
I know. Right. And they're a very special teams-oriented club.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, we might as well take another break here.
Yeah, it's a good time to do it.
During this special teams session. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. We're giving you our live coverage here from Steelers practice at St. Vincent College. We will be back with more right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. We are live from Steelers training camp here on ESPN 970 and Steelers Nation Radio, your home, 24-hour-a-day coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, of course, the Steelers open their training camp or their preseason schedule. Yeah, they've already opened training camp.
Oh, yeah.
Their preseason schedule Saturday at Acrisure Stadium against the Seattle Seahawks. I just keep saying Acrisure Stadium, so I get used to saying Acrisure Stadium.
I keep avoiding it, so I need to do the drill you're doing here. Yeah. I never bring it up.
Pound that into your head. Acrisure Stadium.
Maybe it'll be my weekend project. I'll just say it over and over in front of a mirror. You know?
There's no place like home.
Right.
Now we're working on some actual kickoff here with the Steelers. Little special team stuff.
I wonder if they'll actually do
this
live.
Looks like they might kick this year.
They might actually do the whole 11-on-11 like the kickoff, right?
Let's kick the deep air. We got who's back here? Is that Pickens? No, that's Anthony McFarland.
Pickens, right.
That's Anthony McFarland. And boom, okay. He got about 25 there. He'd have been outside the 20 anyways.
That's stuff Danny can actually watch on tape, though.
Yeah.
You know, these guys all in their lanes. Who's the first one down there? Who's quickest off the ball? You know, right.
So
they all got their beanies on for the kicking team. And
you get the blues, get the yellows, you get the greens. Lots of stuff. And looks
the
like
problem with these drills is
again.
You can't do a lot very quick. Everyone walks back and then you run down.
Yeah, you're just sprinting 100 yards.
Right.
So, got to get back down and do it again.
It's not Boz kicking.
The rain has stopped here, though.
For now, good. Yeah. Who the heck knows?
Yeah, so go figure. I mean, that storm blew through here pretty fast. And so now people are settling back into the stands here at Chuck Knoll Stadium.
By the looks of the skies, I think we avoided any of the harsh stuff.
The nasty stuff, yeah. So they did well. I'd keep practicing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while. And this time we got, is that Tyler Vaughn's?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler Vaughn. with the return there. And okay, good coverage on that and getting a good shot. Now we get Tyler Snead back deep.
They're trying some different guys.
Yeah, these are guys that probably get a chance to do it in the game.
Your boy 30 out there, though.
Yeah, I'd use him. I'd give him a shot. He's quick.
Yeah.
Quick to the hole.
They're not using him as a deep guy, but I think they use him as a first layer defense
guy. Yeah,
they
use running back as one of the short guys mm-hmm. here, one of the up men.
Because if you squib it, he can pick it up and go, and yeah. he should be solid enough to lay a block in.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if they get to the regular season. I wouldn't mind seeing him back there.
It makes some
as
sense.
As quick as he is.
Yeah.
As quickly as he gets up to speed,
he catches kickoffs securely. I don't know
I've
that.
I've seen him catch the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, fine.
Oh, he catches the ball in the backfield really
yeah.
well. Right.
So, yeah, he would be a guy I would look at there once the season starts.
But not a bad call.
Looking for, you know, somewhere right now, I think Anthony McFarland is listed as the backup there. They still list Deontay Johnson as a possibility return. He's not going to do any of that.
No way.
But, yeah, our live coverage here. Unfortunately, you know, you got a lot of special team stuff going on. Not going to be super exciting here, but to get the return, Snead, it's a nice hole there. Okay. He gets it up in there quick.
Yep.
He's a little guy.
No, he's a little guy.
I
mean, he's going to break a lot of tackles. But
No.
At the end of that period, though.
Yes, absolutely. So now we'll go back to some 7-on-7 here is usually what they do next, and then the offensive and defensive linemen will go over onto the other field for some one-on-ones.
Mix it up a little bit.
There's one-on-ones I was talking with Chukwukor for about it today, and he said it's football, but it's football-like, but it's not football.
Yeah. I mean, it'd almost be like playing one-on-one hoops or a shootout in hockey or, you know, there's a lot more going on around you on the court, ice, field, you know, than just that.
Yeah. So, you know, I asked him, you're going to be happy when the training camp's over here? You don't have to go against T.J. Watt one-on-ones every
times,
day,
right.
Like live one-on-ones in pads?
Yeah.
He's like, well, it's making me better. And that's how you.
And that's
have
the
to
best way to
it.
Look at yeah. it. And he's on my team. You know, I want great players. You know, on the field for you know the Steelers. But it doesn't make your tape look glorious.
Yeah. No. No.
And that's what we are doing here. We're doing 7-on-7 from the 28 going in. And that looks like a defensive win to me. He made him hold the ball
coverage.
For a while, take a dump off to McFarland.
Good coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
He was looking to his right and ended up settling, coming back to the left.
Yeah, he went through – he was his third option. He went through two progressions and then just found the dump off.
The people that chart this in the quarterback competition stuff just drives me crazy. Like, I don't
– The yardage in particular.
Yeah,
like,
these
how do you
count,
judge
but
yardage?
They don't count. Like, not the same – this isn't the same as when they're running team stuff.
No, not at all.
Yeah, there's no pass rush. You know, you can hold the ball for 6 seconds. And
right. I mean, he dumps it to McFarland late in the down. And if someone gives him credit for a completion there, okay, but that's not how the play would have went. And it certainly would not have been a 22-yard completion.
No.
That was a quick hitter right over the middle, boom, get it out. And, you know, that you pick up, 5-6 yards, something like that.
Yeah. So that's a little more realistic.
Yeah, yeah. But the late in the down stuff isn't real.
No. You can't look at that. And that's one of the things I learned. Again, I'll go back to that quarterback competition between Kent Graham and Cordell Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And Kent Graham was consistently checking the ball down like that. And it's just like, okay, yeah, he completed the pass.
Great completion percentage.
But
he didn't do anything.
You know, 12 completions for 80 yards isn't getting it done.
And it shouldn't give you the leg up in any kind of quarterback.
See, there's one.
That's
okay,
a nice
take
ball.
A shot. Yeah, gave the tight end. I think that was Raider on that one.
I think it was, too.
Judging just by the
It was
body
a well-thrown team. Ball, though.
Yeah,
put it over his shoulder.
To the front pylon.
Yeah.
Actually, that's Freiermuth.
That was Freiermuth.
He couldn't come down.
Defense wasn't bad. Defense kind of got in there and contested a little bit, but I don't fault anyone there.
Yeah. Sometimes the other guys get paid, too.
They
they're allowed to make a play.
That was a nicely thrown ball.
Yeah. It's good to see Freiermuth back out there.
Yeah.
You know, he missed a good portion of time, and Trubisky talked about that today when we spoke with him, you know, how it's been kind of tough not being out there with, you know, no Najee Harris, no Freiermuth.
Right.
Claypool's been out. Johnson's been out.
And now he's
Harris
out there.
Harris has been out. Like,
he's out there with Pickens, Miller, and Deontay.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got the big dogs out there.
So you want to start building that relationship with those guys, and that nice completion to Calvin Austin.
He was that out? Oh,
yeah. Turned on the Jets there at the end and gets into the end zone.
It wasn't Miller. It was Austin was the third receiver in that set.
Yeah. Now we get the double tights
coming
back.
Right.
Jay Sternberger and Kevin Raider coming out.
Raider limped off a little bit before, but
I guess
he's fine.
He's okay. Yeah.
He didn't get – trainers didn't pay much attention to him or anything, but he looked like he was sore.
Well, if you're Kevin Raider, you can't afford to miss time. That's the difference between if you're hurt or if you're injured.
Or if you're a starter, or if you're Kevin Raider.
Yes.
I mean, if it's Freiermuth and it's bugging you, why don't you sit out, Pat? You know,
They got Olszewski down here to the left. Where are the tight ends at? They're stacked.
They're bunched and
they're stacked on the other side.
Similar mirror routes. That's another one's kind of late in the down, dumping to McFarland.
Yeah.
Linebacker two-hand touched him.
Yeah. I do like the velocity with which he got that pass out there to the flat, though.
Yeah.
That was to the long side, too.
Right, right, right. And he's looking right, flips his hips real quick like an athlete, gets it out, boom, you know.
Yeah.
No, that stuff's important.
Yeah, absolutely. I had some kind of weird bug just crawling up my neck.
Yeah, there have been weird bugs
freaked
here.
Out there a little bit. you're listening to our live coverage here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN.
Folks, I wanted to be clear on this, too. Like, if you would go to Colts practice or Patriot practice 10 years ago and it's Manning or Brady, they're not getting it out in 1.5 seconds either.
No.
You know, all the time. You know, like in these drills, if it's not there, you dump it down, you flip it around. You know, like,
yeah.
I mean, they're going to practice as if the plate is never blown dead. I mean, that's the same thing
that's
going on.
That's what you do. Yeah.
That's what you do, right. I'm not being negative on them when, they held it and dumped it down. Like, that's also how the play's drawn up. You go from one to two to three, you know.
Kenny Pickett went through his reads there and gets the ball to Connor Hayward for a nice little completion to his left there. So, nice job there. Let's see. Connor Hayward's going to be, I think.
Interesting fella.
I think he's going to have some catches on Saturday. And fans are going to say, okay, maybe they draft him not because he's Cam's brother.
Right.
He can actually play a little bit.
Yep. Ooh, wide open in the end zone there.
You missed him. Way too late. It down. That's just too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
Raider came. There's a blown cover there. Raider came way open in this left corner of the end zone.
Pickett just didn't see it.
Didn't see it. He had come off that read and was going to his right.
Yeah. But he tried to get the ball to Miles Boykin in the front corner of the end zone. And
that wasn't a bad throw. It was late in the play, but it wasn't a bad throw, you know.
But he also, because it was so late, they gave the cornerback time to recover and come up and break up the pass.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got here. So he's breaking the huddle here.
Pick it again.
McFarland's out there. Boykin's out there. Get McFarland out there with Jalen Warren in the backfield. Jay Sternberger goes in the motion, goes with a bunch to the right. And let's see what we do here. Oh, no, that's a nice little wheel route there. Get McFarland coming across.
McFarland's routes were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he does a nice job with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think he's James White, Eckler type, receiving back only guy, but his receiving skills have improved.
There could be some little Darren Sproles like
role
there.
True change of pace.
Yeah.
And we have seen him in practices be out there with another back.
Yeah. That was not the first time that we've seen that. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. They like to, and they'll put him, in the slot.
The jet motion guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does a nice job with that.
Mm-hmm. Good completion there to White.
And stuck it in there to Cody White right inside the five.
Pickett's well thrown ball. Hit him right numbers.
Pickett's gotten better.
He has.
You know, the thing that you still want to see is that internal clock.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take some sacks in the preseason. Won't surprise me. And he's going to be playing behind the third-team line in the second half of that game. So they'll also be working against third-team guys. But he should shine in that kind of situation.
You would think that's always a hard thing for me to judge. Like, people be like, but he's got third-team O linemen in front of him. And he's also got third-string defensive guys chasing him. But the O line, there's a bigger drop-off from the ones to the threes
than
the D lines across.
I mean, those third-string offensive linemen, you don't see many of those guys sticking around on practice.
No. And they have no continuity.
Yeah.
And the defensive guys are some fifth-round athlete with a 40-inch vertical.
Turning it loose every play after play.
So I don't know that that's apples to apples. You're playing against the threes and you're getting blocked by the threes.
We get Mason Rudolph getting his shot at the net. So Pickett's really been running the twos today, and Rudolph's been running the threes, even though Rudolph is going to be the one who works with the twos on Saturday. And that's just him catching the ball and getting it out. That's kind of what he's done this entire camp. Just
efficient.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about Rudolph, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Me too.
Has he changed your opinion of him at all in this camp?
A little. I mean, for the better.
Yeah.
I think he looks more and more comfortable. He's more efficient.
I know you weren't the biggest fan.
No. His athleticism always worried me, and I do think he's improving in that area. It will never be a strength. I mean, deep down, I think he's a backup and always will be.
Yeah.
But I think he's better than I've ever seen him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think he's a long-time backup in this league. And maybe, somebody signs him in the future and drafts one, and he's kind of
the holds
guy
a placeholder. Yeah. You never know.
Kind of like what Trubisky's doing this year.
Ryan Fitzpatrick,
he just becomes that guy who,
If he could put a couple more NFL starts under his belt, maybe he'd that get
wouldn't
that
hurt.
Reputation.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt. I'll say this about Mason as well. He doesn't says everything right.
Yeah.
He's not a rock the boat kind of guy. This would be real easy in this situation.
Not hurt the shield, or his work ethic's never going to be in question.
And he does. You know, I don't think he's gotten completely a great shot at winning this job, despite what they've said. And he saw that right away. You got to catch that.
Nor does he deserve it. I mean, we're not here to give participation trophies away.
No.
You know, right. You're trying to
but
win,
he's
win
taken,
the Super Bowl.
I mean, they said, oh, it's an open competition. It's not been an open competition.
No. And anyone's a fool that thinks that there would be or should be. But it doesn't mean we don't like him. We don't respect him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have value, all those things. It's, you know, he's a backup.
Yeah. I just think, you know, some fans can't get over some of the play. You know, the game in Cleveland in particular, how badly that one went. And then he got pulled for Devlin Hodges the next week in Cincinnati. And, okay, that was a tough situation.
It was a real tough situation.
Like, that was a nice throw right there.
That's a very nice throw.
Yeah.
In the end zone, tight coverage, puts it right on the line where it needed to be to a small receiver. You know, hits the doorknob there.
Yeah.
But mentally overcoming that Cleveland game and those type of things, and to keep getting better and keep being a valued member of this team, shows a little bit about him too.
I actually have a lot of respect for him and how he's handled himself in this whole situation, because it would be easy to, you know,
make a fuss, demand a trade.
You see it all over the league, guys demanding trades, and it's just
if he was in college, you would have transferred. You know, toughen it out and fight it out. You know.
And Kevin Rader couldn't come down with that one.
No, it wasn't a bad throw, though. I mean, it was over his head, and it's on time.
Kind of the back shoulder thing.
Right.
You got a tight end matched up on a DB. I mean, throw it where the tight end can catch it.
Kelsey catches it.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
Pat Freiermuth catches it.
Right. Yeah.
That's just the way that goes. Now we're breaking it down here. This will probably be the last period. This will be the last competition. What are we working on here? If we're coming out of our own end zone here.
Well, it looks like ones versus ones.
Yeah, but the offense is backed up. So
yeah,
this is offense
15.
Yeah, offense backed up offense. This changes things too on how you run plays.
Right.
With this, you know, you don't have your full playbook at your disposal when you're backed up like that.
There's a reason they say he's a 20s to 20s player. You know, because 20 and in's a red zone, it's a lot more compact. Back here, you got to be cautious. You can't just handle things exactly like you do in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Absolutely. We better take another break here, Matt.
Yeah, I guess
so we'll do that before as they break the huddle here. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to our ongoing coverage here live from Steelers training camp at St. Vincent College. This is ESPN 970 and Steelers Nation Radio, The Drive. We will be back with more right after this.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.